Major League Soccer has issued its vote of confidence that Nashville can support a top-level team. They said the demographics look good on paper, with millennials and a large soccer-inclined immigrant population. But there's still work to do to build the fan base. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on this crucial piece for the franchise.
Nashville soccer chants are already well-established. Those are the voices of the Roadies, who have been backing Nashville SC, or soccer club, for several years, and they're rabid for soccer. Yet fan club president Newton Dominey is now feeling pressure to run a great group for many new fans, and to make sure the current members are good ambassadors.
And then when someone shows up and wants to pay attention but doesn't know all the rules, people are like, oh, well, you don't know what this is? So that's one of the things that we're trying to do is set a tone for new fans. To make sure that people do feel welcome and it's okay to ask questions and it's okay to not know what the heck's going on.
Nashville has been through this before, learning to be a southern hockey town with the Predators. And Dominey sees the hockey growth as an advantage, not competition.
That actually helps Nashville as a soccer city is that we've had hockey for 20 years now. And so people understand the concept of offside and people understand the concept of a possession-based sport.
Plus, he says, few Nashvillians have allegiances to other American soccer teams, so they're free to get on board. New fans will need to sort out one complication. Right now, the city's existing team is about to begin its first season in the United Soccer League. That itself has been a big deal, as it is the second highest pro level. But top-tier MLS arrives soon after. Current fans say the flurry of activity isn't a problem. Superfan and season ticket holder Davey Shepard sees the Major League Soccer announcement as jump-starting the fan base right now.
We should be selling out every game in the USL next year. I think that's like a very reasonable target for us to pursue.
Shepard does caution that MLS tickets will be more expensive, but he notes they'll still be more affordable than the Titans or Predators, which could be a sweet spot for the city's latest pro sport. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Nashville SC's lead owner, John Ingram, says his intent is to first launch the best possible USL team and then prepare for the MLS. And he says he'd like to stick with the Nashville SC name, changing it only if there's overwhelming demand.